In a realm where dragons are either worshipped as gods or feared as demons, four unlikely heroes find themselves at the center of a thousand-year-old conflict. The East reveres water dragons as divine beings, while the West views fire-breathing wyrms as unholy monsters. This fundamental divide has kept civilizations separated by oceans of mistrust and mountains of misunderstanding. Queen Sabrin IX of Aenys faces mounting pressure to marry and produce an heir. Her bloodline supposedly keeps the monstrous Nameless One imprisoned. Meanwhile, Eid Durien serves as her lady-in-waiting, while secretly belonging to the Priory of the Orange Tree, using forbidden magic to protect Sabrin from assassination attempts. Across the world in Seiki, young Tavane trains relentlessly to become a dragon rider, risking everything when she helps smuggle a foreigner ashore. And exiled alchemist Nicholas Roos, bitter after failing to create an elixir of immortality, finds himself entangled with pirates seeking eternal life. What none of them realize is that the walls between their worlds are about to crumble. Ancient prophecies stir, assassins move in shadows, and the Nameless One, a dragon of terrifying power, threatens to break free from his thousand-year imprisonment. When that happens, will these divided kingdoms remember how to stand together? Imagine discovering your entire civilization is built on a lie. This is what our heroes face as they uncover the truth behind Vertudom's founding myth. For a millennium, Western kingdoms believed Saint Gallien Barathned saved Princess Cleolind from the Nameless One dragon. Legend claimed Gallien's female descendants, the Queens of Aenys, kept the beast imprisoned through their bloodline. The truth, preserved by the Priory of the Orange Tree, reveals Cleolind herself defeated the Nameless One using ancient magic and celestial jewels. Gallien was no hero, but a deceiver who rewrote history after Cleolind's rejection, establishing himself as savior and dynasty founder. This revelation forces everyone to question everything. How many wars were fought for a lie? How many women's accomplishments were erased to maintain male power? When Queen Sabrin learns she descends from Caliba, an immortal witch, not Gallien, her identity shatters. This thousand-year deception shows how history becomes a tool for the powerful. Sometimes the most revolutionary act is simply telling the truth. Dragons embody cultural divides that have shaped civilization for centuries. Eastern dragons are benevolent deities of water and air, born from Kuriki's lantern raining starlight into the sea. They choose riders based on merit, offering wisdom to the worthy. Western wyrms are creatures of fire and earth, viewed as demonic manifestations from the womb of fire. Led by the Nameless One, they brought devastation during the Grief of Ages, a war that shaped today's political landscape. This incompatibility has isolated East and West. Eastern nations forbid outsiders, while Vertudom condemns Eastern dragon worship as heresy. As the story unfolds, these divisions are revealed as artificial constructs, preventing knowledge sharing that might challenge established power. When the Nameless One threatens to return, characters must overcome prejudices to forge alliances, demonstrating that cooperation across cultural boundaries becomes possible when facing existential threats. A woman's life is always a compromise. This truth resonates as female characters navigate restrictive societies. Queen Sabrin, despite being Vertudom's ruler, functions primarily as a royal womb while men make crucial decisions. When she loses her pregnancy and learns she's barren, her court deems her nearly worthless, regardless of her leadership abilities. The Priory of the Orange Tree offers contrast, an order of women mages valued for their abilities rather than reproductive capacity. Yet, this female-centered organization isn't flawless, as the prioress sacrifices individual freedom for her vision of the greater good. Tyne transcends barriers through talent alone, becoming a dragon rider through skill. Her relationship with Nyamathan demonstrates partnership based on mutual respect, unlike hierarchies elsewhere. These perspectives showcase different power models, inherited, magical, earned, revealing that true strength emerges from authentic connections across differences, not domination. Sabran and Eid's relationship, evolving from duty to love, illustrates how vulnerability transforms into strength. Power is like fire. It can warm or consume, depending on how it's used. Throughout this epic, we witness power in various forms: political authority, religious influence, magical abilities, and personal agency despite constraints. Lord Satancombe manipulates events to maintain influence over the Innes court, while Igrin Crest orchestrates Queen Rosarion's murder to control young Sabran. Even benevolent figures like Prioress Meeta sacrifice individuals for the greater good, showing how power justifies cruelty. Most chilling is Caliba, the immortal witch who views humans as mere pawns. Her alliance with the Nameless One reveals how pursuing power leads to monstrous choices. Yet power can also heal when tempered by compassion. The unceasing Emperor allies with Virtudom without demanding Sabran's hand. Sabran's evolution from a ruler defined by bloodline to one who questions received wisdom demonstrates how power becomes a positive force when wielded with humility. Power itself is neutral, becoming destructive only when divorced from responsibility and compassion. At the heart of this world lies a profound truth. Balance between opposing forces maintains the universe's stability. The Tablet of Rumelabar reveals this delicate equilibrium. Fire ascends from the earth, light descends from the sky. Too much of one doth inflame the other, and in this is the extinction of the universe. Two forms of magic exemplify this balance: Sidon, earth magic channeled through sacred trees, and Steren, sidereal magic from the stars. When Steren grew too strong, Sidon created the Nameless One to restore equilibrium, a cure worse than the disease. The two celestial jewels, rising and waning, embody this principle. Created from comet fragments, they must be used together to bind the Nameless One. This philosophy extends to relationships and political systems. The East-West separation has created vulnerability on both sides. Only by uniting Eastern dragons with Western kingdoms can they hope to defeat the Nameless One. Balance emerges not as abstract concept, but as practical necessity for survival. As our story concludes, characters balance tradition against necessary change. Sabran's Great Reformation will reveal the truth about Cleolind and Galleon, challenging the mythology that divided East and West. Though threatening established beliefs, she recognizes peace cannot be built on lies. Eid's appointment as prioress marks another transformation. With her unique perspective as both outsider and insider, she reforms the priory to balance guardianship with collaboration, sharing knowledge rather than hoarding it. The East-West Alliance emerges as a symbol of possibility. After centuries of conflict, leaders begin dismantling barriers. Trade routes reopen, diplomatic ties strengthen, and cultural exchange flourishes as people recognize their shared humanity. This isn't a fairy tale ending. Friedel reminds us that threats remain even as cooperation grows. Prejudices persist, requiring patient effort to overcome. The character's pledge to reunite acknowledges that true change spans generations. Isn't this our challenge too? To learn from history without being bound by it. These characters demonstrate that breaking cycles requires both courage to question inherited truths and wisdom to build bridges where walls once stood.